Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, saints of God, the Bible is right, and it pays to serve God. Amen. Glory to God. If you're a child of God, you know, glory to God, that it is profitable, glory to God, to serve God. It pays to serve God because he's such a wonderful God that we serve. And we're not talking about hype. We're talking about reality. Amen. In reality, God is a wonderful, he is the wonderful one. Glory to God, and his word is true, and we delight in that. Every week we declare that, glory to God, that God's word is true, glory to God. Well, beloved, I feel so wonderful tonight because of all the glorious, wonderful praise reports I'm getting and the things that God is doing, glory to God, in and with his people, glory to God. So I'm just really amazed. I always knew that God was the great one, but he just really is doing fantastic, wonderful things. And I'm getting so many praise reports back, not only of my friends, my beloved in the body of Christ, but in my own life and then in my wife's life. Glory to God. Wonderful things. Glory to God. Tonight we're talking about God is wonderful. He is just wonderful. Tonight we're in Proverbs, the 17th chapter, the 17th verse. Amen. And it is our privilege to be able to read this verse, God's word. It's a privilege to be able to read God's word. So many people don't have God's word. You know, if you ever read that book, The Heavenly Man, Brother Inn, when he was before he became a Christian, what was the one thing that he prayed for day and night? He prayed for a Bible, because at that time in China, there were no Bibles. There were no Bibles. That's what it was said. There were no Bibles. But he went to a brother in Christ, and he told the brother in Christ he wanted the truth. He wanted a Bible. And the brother in Christ told him to pray. So he prayed and prayed and prayed night and day, prayed and prayed and prayed for a Bible. Glory to God. And at first he didn't receive a Bible, so he went back and said, I've been praying and praying and praying. I haven't gotten a Bible. So the gentleman told him, well, add fasting with it. Add prayer and fasting. And so he prayed and fasting. And one night somebody came by his little hut, his little house. And he heard this was late at night, late, early in the mornings. And he heard a knock on his door. And he opened up the door, and it was a gentleman standing there, and he said that he had a Bible for him. Now, this was unheard of. People didn't, you don't have, you know, China is the number one printer of Bibles. They print more Bibles than any other country in the world. But all those Bibles are for export. They're not for their own population. With their own population, Bibles are forbidden. Forbidden. Amen. Now, technically, they say that the above ground churches can have Bibles, but in actuality, they don't want anybody to have Bibles, because anything that contradict their Communist Party, they don't want anything to contradict what the Communist Party is saying. Amen. And so the Bible wants people to rely on God's word. The Chinese power structure want people to rely on the Chinese power structure. So they get rid of Bibles. But in terms of publishing Bibles, they'll in China, they'll make anything, any product. To them, it's just another product. But they don't know how precious. They don't know what they have in their hand and what they export to all other countries. But they themselves are not allowed to have Bibles for their own personal reading. So Brother N finally got a Bible through much praying, and he got a Bible in a country where there were no Bibles. It was said that there were no Bibles. But we serve a great God, and God can do anything. There's nothing too hard for him. And so when he heard his child praying for a Bible, God caused him to receive a Bible. Amen? Glory to God. And, of course, from then on, Brother Ian feasted in the Bible. Glory to God. So we're privileged to have Bibles. Amen? And so I know you have your Bible. So we're privileged to look in Proverbs, the 17th chapter, the 17th verse. Amen? And I'm reading out of the King James Version. And in the King James Version, Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." A friend loveth at all times. Oh, when I think about friendship. Now, we're not talking about family. That's another dynamic. We're not talking about the love that we have, agape love, to another brother in Christ, brother or sister in Christ. That's wonderful also. That can be very wonderful, very special. Amen? But here we're talking about a true friend, a true friend, a friend, not an associate, not a brother in Christ, not an acquaintance, not a nice person. We're talking about a friend. And it says, a friend loveth at all times. And when I read this verse, I think about the two friends that I've had. Friends are very rare. Amen? What an experience a true friendship is. If you've ever had a true friend, I'm talking about a true friend. In fact, that's how you know that there's something different about your relationship, because you love each other at all times. And with a true friend, you don't have to work at loving them or contacting them. You just do it automatically. I think of two friends that I've had in my life. Now, I've had many associates. I've had many brothers in Christ, many people in the ministry. We're talking about friends now. We're not talking about relationship with significant others or your family. We're talking about someone who is a true friend. Oh, my goodness, what an experience. What a love match. I think about my friend, Kenny Long. We were friends in Washington, D.C., and it was really strange. I had to see Kenny every day. I mean, I didn't work at it. It wasn't something you worked at. It wasn't obligatory. There was no rules or nothing, but I just had to see Kenny every day. And I would walk in and look at him, and I'd walk away. I didn't have to have a long conversation. I just needed to know that he was okay, and he needed to know that I was okay. We were such good friends, I'd contact him every day on the phone. Like I say, it didn't have to be a long conversation. It could, but usually it wasn't a long conversation, but it was just I had to hear his voice. He had to hear my voice, and it was only a few seconds. We were fine. I can remember pulling up in his driveway to his house, and he was outside spraying his car with the hose, washing his car. And I just walked past him just like I was his pure brother, blood brother or something. I walked past him, said hello, kept walking, walked in his door, opened his front door, walked in his house, went to the refrigerator, got out what I wanted, sat down, started watching TV. That didn't bother him one bit, not one bit, not one bit. You see, because when you have a true friend, with a true friend, anything you have is theirs, and anything they have is yours. There's no guards up. You don't have to put guards up. You don't have to be careful around them. I mean, walking on ice. Oh, I can't say this to them. I can't say, no. You're not on guard because you love each other. You just love the person, and they love you. And you know that they would not do you any harm. See, he didn't have to come in and check to see would I drink up the last of the soda or whatever it is I got out the refrigerator. He didn't have to check on that because, A, he knew that I would do him no harm, no harm. He didn't have to come check to see. He just knew it. He knew that I loved him. I knew that he loved me. And God knit our hearts together. And you talking about a friend. If he came over to my house, I'd just keep on watching TV or doing whatever I was doing. And he could come in, and as far as I'm concerned, he could do anything he wanted to, lay on the couch, go in the bedroom, lay on the bed, go in the refrigerator, get whatever he wanted, say hello, don't say hello. I mean, it was Kenny. I mean, he knew me. I knew him. We were just boys. We were tight. We were boys, you know. And when you love someone like that, you're not on your guard. You're just, because you love each other, you're not trying to check and make sure the person don't do this and check that to make sure they don't do that. You know that that person, look, if I went in his refrigerator and he needed something, he wouldn't have to go out and buy it. I'd go out and buy it for him and put it in his refrigerator, okay? If he needed money or something, I guess you could call it a loan, but it really wasn't a loan. If Kennedy if he needed some money, he got it. I mean, all he had to do is ask, he got it. And I wasn't thinking about him paying me back and vice versa. But he would pay me back because we were friends. Amen? We were friends. And with a true friend, there's no need to put up a guard. There's no need to be careful. You know they love you and you love them. It's a very special relationship. It's a very special thing. And this is just me personally. I don't know if I can back this up with scripture. But I think that when two ladies love each other, now we're not talking about anything. There's no lust in this thing. There's no sexual in this thing. There's no lesbianism or homosexuality. That's out of the picture. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a brother loving a brother or a sister loving a sister. Amen? I think that bond, when you do find a true, true friend, I think that bond can be tighter than you and a family member. I just believe that. I think that that's a tremendously strong bond. Amen? To have a friend like that, that you can completely trust. You can talk to them about anything. And because they're your friend, you don't have to. Now, should I tell this person this? Will they go out and tell all my business? No, they're going to guard you more than you guard you. Amen? They're going to tell you the truth, and you're going to tell them the truth. There's something special about friendship. That's why it's so unique, because you have thousands of acquaintances. You have thousands of people that you know, contacts. But a true friendship, and here it says, a friend loveth at all times. You see, it's not a thing where they're trying to, now he's done something wrong, and I got to try to stay true, or I got to try to love him during thick and thin. I'm not talking about that. You automatically love the person. You're not thinking, I need to love the person even when they make mistakes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the friendships that I'm talking about, which are rare, go much deeper than that. You don't have to explain. They're your friend. They know the foibles of humans. They know your strong points, and they know when they'll take up and cover you when you're weak, and vice versa. You'll cover them, cover their weak spots. It's something extremely unique, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, lovely thing, but it's so rare. It's so rare. I've only had two. Again, I say, not to be redundant, but so that you know, I'm not talking about family now. I'm not talking about family. I'm talking about friends, okay? It's so rare to have a friend. You might only have one true friend, one in your whole lifetime. If you're really blessed, you might have two. Amen. If you're really blessed, usually it's one. But it's a kind of thing where you can completely trust the person. I'm up against a break. I'll be right back. Hold on. I got some more to say about this. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
John Robinson Tile, if you need tile work or good renovation, you need to call John Robinson Tile. I'm telling you, I know this brother personally, and I can speak for him. He has Christian character. He will do you right. If you need tile work, you need to call your brother in Christ, John Robinson Tile. Pastor Williams said so. We're talking about true friendship. We're talking about true friendship. And the friendship that I just described to you, you may say, well, I never had any friends like that, Pastor, like the friends you just described. I never had anybody that I could completely trust 100%, more than 100%, 150%. I never had a friend like that. Amen? Glory to God. Well, you may not know anybody like that, but whether you realize it or not, you have a friend. If you're born again, you have a friend, the Holy Ghost, and he sticks closer than a brother. He sticks closer than a brother, and he loves you at all times. I didn't say you were right at all times. I didn't say that you were pleasing to God at all times. I didn't say that you absolutely in the flesh don't sin at all times, but I can tell you that he loves you at all times. I know what I'm talking about here. The Holy Ghost loves you, and he loves you at all times. He's not fickle like a human friend. Amen? And I can prove it. You're in the 17th chapter of Proverbs. Go to the next chapter over, Proverbs 18:24. Proverbs 18:24, just one chapter over. You were in 17:17. Go to 18:24. And in 18:24 it says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I know that to be the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is your, if you're born again, if you're a born again Christian, you have a friend, the Holy Spirit, that sticks closer than a brother. In fact, Jesus lives in you by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you and dwells inside of you. And you can't get no closer to a person than living inside of them. It's one thing to stand next to somebody and they feel your shoulder against their shoulder. It's another thing to have someone that living inside of you and dwelling inside of you. The Bible says here that you have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and he is a true friend. Amen? Glory to God. Let's look at Job. Let's look at Job 2:11. Let's go to the book of Job and look at the second chapter, the 11th verse. Now, when Job's three friends heard all this evil that was come upon him. Remember, Job lost everything. He was a perfect man, and all of a sudden, glory to God, the enemy came to the Lord and said, let me touch him. Let me add him. And God said, okay, he's in your hand, but don't touch his life. Amen. And so Satan immediately went out and began to afflict him and put sickness on him and caused his children to die. All kinds of terrible things. Satan did that, not God. Satan did that. But we're talking about friendship tonight. And verse 11 says, where are you, Pastor? I'm in Job, the second chapter, the 11th verse. Now, when Job's three friends, when his friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came, every one from his own place, Eliphaz, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. True friends, amen, you in trouble, they come. True friends, come. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. Why? Because this man, Job, was so consumed with the things that happened to him, the loss of his 10 children, the loss of all his worldly goods, sickness upon his body. And he was so in grief and so taken by that the sore boils that was all over his body that Satan put on him, amen, that his friends didn't even recognize him. You remember in the book, The Heavenly Man, when Brother Yin was being tortured as a Christian, he was being tortured in China, and they beat him and tortured him so much that after months and months and months, his wife and his mother came to visit him, and when the communists put that pile of flesh in front of them, they didn't even recognize. The wife didn't even recognize her own husband, and the mother didn't even recognize her own son. They saw a pile of flesh there. They had tortured the man so much that the mother and the wife didn't recognize him. Amen? Glory to God. And here, Job was so afflicted that when his friends came, these are friends that know you and sticketh closer than a brother, they didn't recognize him. They lifted up their voice and wept. I can believe that. And they rent everyone his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spoke a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Wonderful, not what happened to Job was wonderful, but it was a wonderful fact that his friends, when he was in trouble, they didn't forsake him. They didn't forget him. Amen. They came to him, amen, to console him and to let him know how sorry they were about what happened to him, his grief, amen, the grief that their friend had to go through. I think that's wonderful. That's true friend. They're going to be with you because they love you, and they're going to be with you, amen, through thick and thin. And understand, we're talking about friendship here. This is something that you don't have to, it isn't a duty to go see your friend. You love the person so much, it's they're suffering, you're suffering. They need something, you need to give them something. Amen? Anything you can do, because you love them. You love the way they walk. You love the way they talk. You love their thought patterns. You love the way they handle themselves. You just love them. And if they're hurting, you're hurting. Amen. You're going to come and try to do whatever you can do to help. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy 31:6-7. And Deuteronomy 31:6-7, Deuteronomy, the 6th and 7th verse, the Lord is speaking to Moses, and he said, be strong. God is speaking to his child. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Notice what God said, and you're a child of God, and these promises are for you also. God said he would not fail Moses or forsake Moses. And he said God doesn't change. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change. The same thing he spoke to his son Moses, he speaks to you. Well, how can we know that, Pastor? Okay, go to Joshua. Go to Joshua then. If you think this was just for Moses, oh, Moses was a great man. I'm just an ordinary person, Pastor. How do I know it's for me too? Well, look at Joshua 1:5. Joshua 1:5, here God is speaking to Joshua. He spoke to Moses. Here he's speaking to Joshua. And he says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Amen. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God said the same thing to Joshua that he said to Moses. Why? Because God is the same. Yes, Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews 13:5. Let's go way over to Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13:5. And in Hebrews 13:5 it says, this is talking to Christians. This is talking to modern New Testament Christians. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's talking to you. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Whether you know it or not, you have a special friend, a friend who loves you and will do. He loves you. And he says to you, oh, he said that to Moses because Moses was a great man. No, he says that to you too. It's right here in the New Testament. I will never leave thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never forsake thee. Amen. Glory to God. And then in John 6:37, Jesus says, whoso cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Glory to God. And then in Psalms 94:14, God says that he will not cast off his people. Amen. He will not cast off his people. Be encouraged. Glory to God. God loves you, and God will never forsake you. Amen. He loves you with a love past your understanding. He loves you, and when you think about it, because God loves you, what else really matters? If God loves you, okay, well, you know, nobody loves me, Pastor. I'm all by myself here. You know, I don't know. I don't have that many friends. Yes, you do. You have a friend that promises that he sticketh closer than a brother. You have a friend that says he will never leave thee or forsake thee. You have Jesus Christ who never changes. And he says that whoever comes to him, whoever becomes born again, he will in no wise cast you out. Now, the enemy, particularly during this holiday season, he's going to try to make you think, oh, when I was a child, my Christmases were so much more beautiful. Yeah, okay, they might have been beautiful, amen, but you got the Holy Ghost, and he's right there dwelling with you. And when God gave you the Holy Ghost, what does Acts 2:38 says? It says that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Understand, beloved, that God gave you a gift. See, in the world, they get a gift at Christmas time. Oh, and that gift just excites them, and they're excited about that gift. But come along June, July, they done completely forgot about that gift. Amen. And now, they're not thinking about the gift. And they done set it down someplace, and they done gone on to other things. Glory to God. But we get a gift. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You have a gift that is there December 25th, January 25th, February 25th, March the 25th, April the 25th, May the 25th. You have a gift that never goes away. Amen? Because he dwells inside of you. He's the perfect gift. He's a brother that sticketh. He's one that sticketh closer than a brother. He's one that loves you at all times. He's the one that promises that he'll never forsake you. Amen. Them other gifts, somebody may give them away to something else, or use them for something else, or break them, or put them on the shelf and forget them. The Holy Ghost ain't never gonna forget you. He's never gonna shelve you or leave you behind. He sticketh with you through thick and thin. He loves you at all times. He's your friend. He's your mentor. He's your teacher. He's your comforter. You got a gift. Don't you see the difference in God's gift? In God's gift that he gives you, that gift stays with you. But the worldly gift, they it's gone after Christmas time. They're going on to something else. It's only good for Christmas time. We get a gift for every month of the year, for every week of the year, for every hour of the year, for every minute of the year, for every second of the year. He's always with us. He sticks with us. He's a special gift. He's a wonderful gift. He's the comforter. He's the teacher. He's the everything. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost, he's the everything. He keeps you. Amen. He teaches you. He leads you. He guides you. He's a gift that's there 365 days of a year. I'm overtime. It's 7:31. I'm supposed to be off the air. But I'm trying to tell you about this wonderful gift you got. You're going to get a gift on the 25th of Christmas. Glory to God. But you got a better gift right now. I'm out of time. I got to go. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm excited. You got a gift that sticketh closer to you than a brother. God bless you. See you next week. Bible has the answers. I love you. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's the Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.